It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your podcast from. Hope your working week is going well. It is a Thursday morning, November the 30th, and to all of our real estate agent friends out there, it's a very busy part of the morning. Most of the agents, well, a lot of the agents that we know are very much into their fitness. It helps with their performance and I guess the long hours that real estate does impose on the agents. Some of them, though, they get up at 5 a.m. to head to the gym, which is a little bit foreign. It's a little bit odd. It's a little bit strange to me, but one of the workouts that I have done in the past, which I really enjoy, walking out over the ocean, is across the Yerangan Pier, which extends 870 metres across the top of the water. Where is Yerangan Pier, I hear you ask? Well, Scott Mitchell has certainly walked it many times, and let's say good morning to him. He is the principal from Mitchell's Realty there in Hervey Bay, and that's true, isn't it? You've walked it many times.
100%, Craig, and I may have even taken a fishing rod with me on a few of those occasions.
Yeah, it's very popular, isn't it, the fishing along there? And I would say that most piers that you walk down, people have got their rods over. You say, how's the fishing? I haven't caught anything. How's the fishing to the next person? I haven't caught anything. You walk down Yerangan, you see people actually catching fish.
You do, yeah. There's a little tackle store just back from the pier. It's called the Angler's Den. And in there, they've actually got a photo board of all the amazing fish that have been caught at pier over the years. So if you're in the area and you want to see what has been caught off that amazing structure, pop into the Angler's Den and have a squiz at that.
Now, I was talking about the actual fitness side. So do you get up at 5 o'clock and go to the gym?
No, that is a thing, though. It's that whole 5 a.m. club, and I'm not really a part of that. I was with you on that one. So I normally like to go to the gym, though. We've got a fantastic, it's called the Breathe Health Club here in Yerangan, and we've been going to it for over a decade now. We would go a minimum 3 to 5 days a week in the morning, and I do think you need to kickstart your day with some exercise. Unquestionably, you will feel better. And I think even those days when you go, oh, I don't really feel like going, but you sort of make yourself go. 30 minutes, 40 minutes of some cardio and a bit of proper physical activity, get the heart rate up and a bit of a sweat going, you'll feel 100% better at the end of it, and your day will be more positive and better because of it as well. And at worst, go for a wander on our esplanade. It is beautiful. Go for a walk out the pier, see what they're catching. These are all reasons why Katrina and I live here in Hervey Bay. It's a special place.
Now, you were saying to me that in terms of the gym, you've even sold some properties to clients.
My word. No, it's a great community. When you go, I suppose, to any sort of community facility long enough, you get to know the people and the regulars, and you build rapport with them. And, look, we've sold a dozen or more homes in the last couple of years, specifically to friends that we've made at the gym. It's been a great networking opportunity while working up a sweat.
And also paying for your gym membership, hey? That's fantastic.
Well, it would do, yeah. We know the owner of the gym well. I reckon Ian would agree with that. So, yeah, we'll take that on board.
All right. Well, we'll come back in just a moment, because Hervey Bay, where Scott is, has had really a fantastic 2023. We'll talk about some of the highs. I was going to say we'll talk about some of the highs and the lows, but I don't think there's been any lows. So we'll get to that next.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
So looking at the latest stats from the ABS on October's CPI indicator, well, housing stood out as a key player, clocking a 6.1% increase, though it's a tad lower than September's 7.2%. New dwellings saw a 4.7% rise, the slowest since August of 2021. Regarding the rentals, the tight vacancy rates pushed rents up by by 6.6%. Electricity prices, you ain't telling us anything, are they? That went up by 10.1%. And fuel prices also rose 8.6%, a slowdown from September's 19.7%. So that means that all eyes, of course, are on the RBA for decision time next month, which is fast approaching. Hey, if you're celebrating your birthday, let's have a look at the birthday shout-out calls for December the 30th. If it is you, many happy returns. Ben Stiller, the actor and director these days, he is turning 56. Billy Idol, the singer from the 80s, he's turning 66. And Chrissy Teigen, the model, she is turning 36.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
And around the country for our weather today, Sydney expecting some cloudy periods, should be a mainly dry, fine day, 28. In Melbourne, cloudy with one or two showers possible with 19. Brisbane expecting plenty of blue skies, going to be a scorcher, 35 for you today. And also the sunshine is out in Perth, better temperature though, 29.
From first-time homebuyers to seasoned investors to breaking property news, discover the stories behind the real estate.
And we are back on your Real Estate Thursday with Scott Mitchell, the principal from Mitchell's Realty there on the very, very picturesque Hervey Bay. And that's about right. I was just saying before the break that we'll talk about the highs and the lows. No, not too many lows, I don't think, in Hervey Bay this year for you, Scott. So how have you really gone?
No, certainly. Look, there have been no lows.
Yeah.
I was just reading even a short article that came up on the Chronicle this morning. They were highlighting the 10 upcoming developments for the pipeline for Hervey Bay and Maryborough next year. And they've said the same. They said, you know, the whole region is booming, and we are. The latest report I just saw from Heron Todd White, they've still got Hervey Bay sitting at the peak of the market. So we've been sitting there on that property clock at peak of market for probably 6 months. And some would say, oh, there's only one way to go from there. But it doesn't have to happen in the short term. Ultimately, yeah, look, our prices have got to come off a little bit. With the demand and the amount of infrastructure going on here at the moment, there's no going back for Hervey Bay. It's been booming.
Yeah, one of the darling stories has been Adelaide, but if you go into Queensland, there's no doubt that Hervey Bay has been a fantastic story for 2023. You've been sort of keeping us updated in terms of what has been happening throughout the year. And if you look at Melbourne, it is showing, if you go back to the Heron Todd White National Property Clock, Melbourne, I think, is showing at the bottom of their cycle, and Sydney is already in a rising market. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And again, they're really positive signs for us. So those sellers that are wanting to sell in, we'll say, Melbourne generically and Sydney, and then move further north. So the guys in Melbourne, they know that they're at the bottom of the cycle. They've been there for a couple of months now. Their market is going to go up again. And in some areas, I understand it already has. They've seen up to 1% growth already. So they've come off the bottom in some of the suburbs. That's going to flow on to us because those sellers need to sell in order to move. And a lot of those interstate buyers, whilst we do get some come directly into Hervey Bay, the bulk of them are still looking for that cosmopolitan lifestyle, maybe without the population density. So they're buying into the Gold Coast market and Sunshine Coast markets. And those markets are still higher than Hervey Bay in value. And then those, we deal with those sellers, they're complaining that it's getting busier down there and the prices are going up. So they're taking that opportunity to take that money and then move into Hervey Bay. We've got a slower lifestyle and we're more affordable.
Isn't it interesting from a sort of an interfeeder sort of a situation? You've got the interstaters moving into, say, a Gold Coast, then it gets too busy, and then they decide to feed into the Sunshine Coast, and Hervey Bay has definitely been a benefactor of that. And then if you think into the future over the next couple of years, that is likely to just carry on growing.
Correct, 100%. And that's why, you know, there's no going back for Hervey Bay now. We should see this just consistent, steady, incremental growth now for comfortably the next 3 to 5 years. There's enough projects scheduled to start construction and be completed in that period. And that's just going to continue to drive the demand and population growth for Hervey Bay, and it's creating great employment too. I saw recently that Hervey Bay's employment's down around that 6% at the moment. I can remember going back not long after GFC, we had a high unemployment rate. It was like 13-14%. So to see our local unemployment rate back down around 6%, that's another positive factor for us.
We talk about infrastructure all the time, follow the infrastructure, and it's not a bad way of investing. And because of the money that is pouring in to Hervey Bay, hence the reason the job market is very buoyant.
Yeah, certainly. And we are, for the first time in probably a decade, seeing relatively strong numbers of investors coming back into our market. They've been like devoid, mostly trying to get out of our market for the last 10 years. But we're now starting to see those investors coming back into our market. And our rental vacancy rate's still super tight. We're sitting around just under 1%, I believe, vacancy rates across Hervey Bay. And the rents have gone up significantly in the last few years.
You know, it's a little bit of a mindset, isn't it? Because if you do go back sort of post-GFC to where Hervey Bay has landed 2023, there will be people that had looked at it in the past, but they've got to get through that thinking now because it is a completely changed market. And to that end, I just want to touch on the prestige market, because the prestige market has been going up and up and up right around Australia. But if you look at the over $1 million price tag, that is now considered prestige. You can't really say that in many other cities.
No, it's right. And it's because, again, what you're getting bang for your buck here, for your million plus dollars, you are getting a property that probably in those other locations south of us would be a 1.2 to a 1.5. So again, it's a great opportunity to buy into that prestige market. Back in the, just after the GFC, really up until just pre-COVID, 2019, you could count the volume of million-dollar plus transactions on one hand over a number of years in Hervey Bay, whereas now they're happening weekly. Our team last week, we wrote 3 contracts last week over $1 million, and the highest one went just over 1.3. That was unheard of, you know, 3 to 5 years ago. We just were not experiencing the demand for those properties. And we've always had the quality of property to justify that. We didn't have the market to buy it.
Yeah, and if you actually have a look at those listings from realestate.com.au, currently I think around 35 listings over the $1.5 million mark. And that just sort of highlights the fact that the market has risen to top of the market.
Yeah, certainly. We're marketing one at the moment. It's $2.2 million on 10 acres. It's an amazing property. We've got the caliber of property to justify that. And when compared to those areas south of us, we're still really affordable.
Look, I mean, just to highlight that $2 million property, you compare that to, say, New South Wales, you know, just in and around Sydney or in and around Melbourne in Victoria, I'd hate to think how much that property would be worth.
Yes, certainly. Look, this is a 10-acre property that's 15 minutes drive out of the Hervey Bay CBD with a large home, over 400 square metres under roof, and a huge shed with offices. Yeah, look, anywhere else, it'd be well in excess of $2.2 million.
So you're looking forward to your break, no doubt, coming up next month.
It is, yeah. We're heading into that festive time of the year where we all like to get a little bit of a break. But the last couple of years, we have launched a lot of properties right before and just over that Christmas period. And we've been busy just after. So we're not having any downtime. We'll probably spend Christmas and Boxing Day with family and friends. But we expect there'll be plenty of people in Hervey Bay looking to purchase, and our team will be available.
All right then, Scott. Well, enjoy the rest of the week, the weekend coming up, and look forward to chatting next month as we near the end of 2023.
Yeah, look, Craig, we really appreciate the opportunity of catching up with you and your team each month, and we'll see you next.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.